Paul and Life Michelle Lee from Toronto dings a goose-feathered shuttlecock to and fro in a backyard barbecue sort of way. The rubber-nosed projectile flies over the net as she takes a dainty step here, a swing of the ponytail there, and then she jumps a foot and a half in the air and... That's incredible. How fast was it going, you think?
Not sure. Like around 200, maybe?
The racket, too, is dainty, weighing not a quarter of a pound, which perhaps mischaracterizes the sport in general as non-contact, non-competitive, and non-American. Why doesn't it catch on here?
Because it's regarded as a sissy's game.
Morten Frost is a former world champion in badminton. He says the big issue in the sport is to get Americans interested, so they came to Suffolk County Community College in something of a PR attempt to impress New Yorkers. In Asia and Europe, badminton is huge, second to soccer. You know, that other sport Americans are just starting to notice again. On the West Coast, it has a presence, but Henry Wong, who is organizing the tournament, says he needs the East Coast in order to capture American interest. So I ask him, can you do that without the possibility of rough and tumble contact?
Tennis. American people love tennis, love golf. Why not badminton?
The tournament runs through Saturday. Tickets can be bought at the door. Forewarning, the game moves faster than you think. Also, there is an Irishman by the name of Scott Evans who takes his shirt off and yells a lot when he wins.
Yeah!
Yeah! Charles Lane, WSHU News.